Mishnayis Mesech Kelim, Ropta Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalit. Barzel Tomei Shebeloloi in Barzel Tohor. If you're forming a new kli, and it's made from metal from some that was Tomei before, and some metal that's Tor, and that's how you're making a forming now a new kli out of these pieces of metal. So it depends. Im roiv minat tomei, if most of the pieces are tomidika, pieces of metal, tomei, then this new kli now is tomei. The im roiv minat tor, but if most of the pieces are tordika, pieces of metal, even though there's some tomidika pieces, but it's considered now a new kli, and therefore you go basa roiv and remains tor. Tor. Mechtz, lemechtz, let's say it's 50-50. Tomei, then this new kli you're forming remains tomei. The same thing you're making a kli now out of chaloma, that's like clay that has looked like a kli cheres, that would be mekabel tumah. Min haglolim, that's the excrement that comes out of a behema, that's not mekabel tumah. The same halacha that if it's roiv clay, it is mekabel tumah. If it's roiv gololim, it's not mekabel tumah. Machs is also mekabel tumah. Kolestera tameya. Cholesterol, that's a type of a ball that you have on the top of the bolt of the door, that you have a piece of metal to use for a bolt to lock the door with, and on the top of it, the tip of it is like a ball. So that's tameya, that's like a kli matchis, and therefore it's makabel tumah. As if the barzel, here the case is if the bolt itself, the metal, was made from tomidic metal, so locker is, this also becomes tummy from that. This cluster of this ball on the top of it is like bottle to the bolt. The whole thing is tummy. Umetsupa tohera. But let's say it was made out of barzel tohor. Umetsupa, and you're covering it now with metal that was tummy. Then tohera, because you go boss of the ikar of the kli, which is made out of the torah dika metal, therefore the kli remains tohor. What's going to be hapin fiar punor temeyan? These are part of the lock. Hapin, that's like the teeth of the lock that goes inside it. So these things are makabel tumah. And hapruna, that's the lock itself. In other words, they're considered like one kli. And if one is makabel tumah, both of them become tumi. Fiha gloistero, that's this bolt. Or the ball on top of the bolt of the door. So before we said about Hilchas Tumah, now we're going to talk about Hilchas Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shoimto mi Pesach Zev, Tehlo Bechaber Rabbi Shabbos. You'll have to remove it with a shinu like from one door and put it onto another door. But Shoimto means to do it by dragging it, which is called the Tiltum and Atzad, therefore it's a Mutter. Rabbi Tafan says though, Harehi loikachol akelim. No, it's not muksa at all. It's like all the other utensils. Omital telas the chutzur in the chutzur. There's no problem of carrying. It's only a question of muksa. Yells, no, it's not called muksa. This is called the kli that you could use. It's not makabel. It's not muksa. You let to move it directly. Yemishnehei akrov shel prumbiyo. This is like the muzzle that you put around the mouth of the behema. Saker shoprumbiyah, that's like the bite of the bridle. So temeya, it's makabel tumah, it's called the kli by itself, and therefore it's makabel tumah. It's mishamish dodim, the other holds on to it to lead the animal, so it's makabel tumah. Luchayayim, that's the sides of it, it goes around the jaw of the animal, which is mainly put there for an ornament to make it look nice, that's tohirim, that's not called the kli by itself, it's not makabel tumah. It's only like a tachshit for the animal, it's not makabel tumah. Rebbe Lezer mitame b'lechayayim, he also know, even the side, the pieces that are put around the side, around the cheek of the animal, it's also called the kli, that a person uses it, it's like bottle to the bite, and therefore it's also kli to makabel tumah. V'chachom say, ein tomei ele akrav. No, it's only the bite itself that's makabel tumah, and not the lechayayim, not the side pieces. But the vishas chiburin, when they're all attached together, the bridle, the bite, and the side pieces when they're attached together, then hakol tum is all considered like one kli, and then it is makabel tum, it's a kli that a person is mishtamish with it to lead his animal, therefore it's makabel tum. Mishne Vav, piko shel matchis, that means if the ball of the spindle that a lady uses to weave with, on top of it they have like a little ball that puts some weight to the spindle, so that's made out of metal. So Rabbi Akiva Matam, Rabbi Akiva says it's called the kli by itself, it's called the kli matchis, a metal kli, and therefore it's makabel tumah. The chachomim mitam, the chachomim say no, it's not considered the kli by itself, this ball, but rather it's bottled to the spindle, and the spindle is not makabel tumah. Umitzupa, let's say it itself is made out of wood, it just is covered around with metal, then Torah, since the covering is bottled to the goof, to the kli itself, which is made out of wood, it's called the pshuta kli, it's not makabel tumah, it's tor. Hakush, that's the spindle itself, the needle itself that they used to weave with. The yo'imo, that's like the kono, that's like the rod that they spin around it, the wool. Or else the hamekel, which is a kli, a type of an instrument that they play the flute like with. V'hamekol v'symphonia v'cholil shomatches. So these musical instruments are made out of metal. T'meim then the makabel tumah. U'mitzupim torim. Let's say again, it itself is made out of wood. It's just covered around with a metal. Then torim. Symphonia. That's a type of a flute, type of an instrument. Im yeshpa be'skibul kunafayim. If it has a part of it that you can attach to it, the kunafayim like wings of another musical instrument that makes the sound better. So then, benkach or benkach tameya, whether it's made out of wood or whether it's made out of metal, it's makabel tumah, because it's considered it has a base kibble, it can receive this kunafayim, and therefore it's called the base kibble, even though it's made out of wood, still it's makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Keren agula, if you have a horn that's curved, that's like round, let's say a chatzaitzer is a trumpet that's made round. So tumeya, then it's makabel tumah, because it has the base kibble, you could put like liquid inside it. What's going to be your pshuta? Let's say it's a straight keren, a straight horn. Then tohira, it's not makabel tumah, it's straight, it's tor. Hemoisa mitzupin shalosha matchis. Let's say by the mouthpiece, it was covered over with metal. So then it's called the kli matchis, and therefore tumeya, it's makabel tumah. Hakav shalo, that's like the wider part, the opening of the keren of the son. Rabbi Tafin says it's metame, like it was made out of metal, says makabel tumah. V'chachom metam, v'chom say no, that's not the ikur of the kli, and the metal is bottled to the kli, therefore it remains tor. But of a shas chiburin, let's say when it's all attached, this keren, it's attached with its kav shaloi, then hakol tummy. Then the whole thing is tummy, like one big kli, and since it's the base kibble, it's tummy. Ki yaitzeboi is similar halacha like this is, kinei menorah, the branches of the menorah, or the candlesticks, is a Torah, they're only called the pshute matchis, they're only called the pshute kli, it's not makabel tumah. Haperech v'habosis, haperech, that's the place where you put the nair, the candle of the menorah, or else v'habosis, that's the place in the bottom where it holds the feet of the menorah. Tameyim, they're makabel tumah, they have a shame by itself, it has the base kibble, therefore it's makabel tumah. But of v'shas chiburin, when they're all attached, when the menorah is completely attached, all together the pieces, then hakol tumah is called one big kli, then it is makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishneches, kasta tameya, kasta, that's a helmet that they wear by the war, by an army. So that's makabel tumah, it's called a kli. Luchayayim, something the army people put around their cheeks, that's tohirim. It doesn't really have a shem kli by itself, therefore it's tor. What's going to be yim yesh vem beis kibul mayim? Let's say there's a place there to receive water on it, on this cheek guard. You could receive water there and drink from it. So locharis tameyim, that gives it a shame kli, then it's makabel tumah. Now the Mishnah says, kol klei hamachama, all the kalim that the army people use by war is tameyim, like all the clothing they're special they use for the army, that's tameyim, it's makabel tumah. What does that mean? Hakidoin, that's a spear, a small spear. ha-nikoin, that's the head of the spear, that's the metal piece of the spear, that's also makabel tumah. Fihama gofayim, that's like the shoes of metal you put on to protect your shoes on your feet, that's also makabel tumah. Vashiroyin, that's like the beggar that wears to protect the body. That's like a shield that protects your body. It's something you wear to protect the body. So these things are tameyim, the avishem kli, it's mishtamish odom, and therefore it's makabel tumah. What's going to be, Tanav Mishnah says, kol tachshit enoshim, all type of jewelry that the ladies wear, is also tameyim, it's called the kli, it's makabel tumah. Here shall zov this charm, that's called like a city of gold, so that's like the picture of Yerushalayim on it, that's makabel tumah. Katloyis, that's like a necklace, it's also makabel tumah. Nizomim, that's earrings. Vetabois, or rings on the hand. Vetabath, now this tabath, this ring, bein sheyesh lechosim, that has a seal on it, bein shem lechosim, there's no seal on this ring. Still it's makabel tumah. Nizmeyaf, what's going to be with the nose ring? Katlo, or else this katlo, that's this necklace, shel chulia shelo shel matches, that the pieces on it is made from metal, v'chut shel pishtman, strung on, these pieces are strung together with a string made from pishtman or shel tzemer. So in such a case, such type of a necklace, again, that the chachulias means the pieces on the necklace is made out of metal, and it's strung with a string that's made out of pishtan, flax, or wool. So nifsakachut, let's say the string snaps, ha'chulyas tumeis, each piece is called a kli by itself, it's called like a tachshit by itself, and therefore it's still makabel tumah. Shekolachas v'yachas kli b'fnei atzma, every piece of this necklace is called like a piece by itself, like a lady would wear each piece by itself, therefore it's still makabel tumah. Chut, what's the opposite of the way? Let's say the string was a chut shomatchus. The string that held the pieces of the necklace together was made out of metal. The chulish, the pieces on the necklace, shel avonim tovus amagolis, that's made from fine stones or pearls, of the shechuchis, made from glass. So then, nishtabru hachulis, let's say the string, the links themselves broke, but the hachut b'fneyatzma kaim, but the metal string is still here. The lachar is tamei. Still these achulias are still it's makabel tumah. Whereas the chut is makabel tumah. Since it's made out of metal, it's still makabel tumah. Now, shiyore katla, that's this necklace that snapped, and you have pieces there. So, kamolei tzava ktana, meaning if this necklace is long enough that you can put it around the neck of a small girl, so then it's makabel tumah. But if it's less than this, it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Lezer says, afilu tabas achas, even if it's one link left over, tameya, shekein tolim betzavar, the ladies hang on the neck, each link by itself, so therefore each one is called a kli, it's still makabel tumah. Your Mishnah test, nezem on earrings, shuosa kigdera milamaton, on the bottom of the earring, it looks like a pot, meaning it's like square. Uchadosh, or like a lentil bean, milamal on top, like it's round. So it depends. Now v'nifrit, it comes apart, these two parts of the earrings. So the part that's kigdero, like a pot, that's tomei, mishum kli beis kibbul. Because even though it's not fit for tachshit the way it is, but still it's fit to use for beis kibbul to receive water in it, therefore it's called a kli by itself. V'chadosho, and the top part of the earring, that's a round piece, that's tummy b'fnei atzmai, that's tummy by itself, because it still could be used like an earring. Tzinoira, that's like the catch, that's like the hook of the earring. Tzinoira tore, if it breaks apart, it's tore. Also, kmeneshko, if you have an earring that was made like a cluster of grapes, Kimneshko v'nifra, when it comes apart, each piece by itself is tor, because each piece by itself is not roi to use for tachshit, therefore it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have a shem jewelry by itself. Yeah, Perek Yudbeis, Mishnah Aleph, Tabas Odom, a ring that a man wears on his hands is tamei, it's makabutuma. That's called a tafshit for an adam. Tabas, behem of a kelim, let's say a ring that's put around an animal for a tafshit for jewelry or around kelim. Vishakla tabois, all other rings that are made for different purposes, is terrorists, those do not have a shame, a kli on it, they're not makabutuma. It's only for a tafshit of an adam that's makabutuma, not for a tafshit of a behema or for kelim. Koiras hachitzim means the place with arrows, the target of the arrows, where you throw the arrows. That's tumeya. That's called a base. That's called a kli. It's makabutuma. Vishalasirim toirim. That means this is like a beam that they put in the feet of the people in jail. They tied down their feet in this beam. That's Tarastama Kabutuma. It's not called the Kli Tashmish. It's just a place to tie up the feet of the people in prison. That's not Makabutuma. Hakailor, that's the chain you put around the prisoner. So that's Tarma that is Makabutuma, because the person walks around with it. So it's Mishtamish the Yodom, therefore it's called the Kli. Shal Shalish Shieshpo Beis Nila. Let's say you have a metal chain. A shalshelis, a chain made from metal. Shieshpo Beis Nila means it has on it to close up the manul. Lisker Oise Bemanul, that you can close it with a lock. So locher is Tumei, it's Makabutuma. Hoasuya Lekfisa. Let's say this chain is used to tie up people that are in jail or to tie up dogs. So then the locher is Torah, it's not Makabutuma. It's not called the Kli Maisa. What's going to be shalshelis shalshitonius? You have this chain. Shalshitonius means that market people, people that sell things, soicherit for people that sell wheat, use it to carry it with them when they carry the wheat from city to sell it. So locheris tumei, it's makabel tumo, because it's tied on to the kli, the weight, or the measuring kli. So it has locher like the kli itself, it's makabel tumo. Vishavali batim, but private people that have this chain, lochris Torah, it's not makabutuma, because the chain is not meant always to be attached to the weight, to the measuring kli. Therefore, it's not called part of the kli. Amr Rabbi Yosi, Amosai, when do I say this? Bizman shum avteach echod. When the chain is made out of one piece, then we say the salocha. Avalim hoyu shel shnayim, it was made out of two pieces, like oy shekarsha chilozim roisha, or you tied on a chilozim to the top of it, meaning it was tied on, the chain was tied on to a kli. Then locheres tameya the shashel shes makabel tuma, because it's considered a chelik, part of the kli, and therefore it's like bottle to the kli. It has a shem kli on it, therefore it's makabel tuma. Ye mishne beis kinei moiznayim. Shel Soroikos. Kinei, that's like the base. Moznaim of the scale. Shel Soroikos. People that sell their wool. They come out the wool and they sell it on the scale. So Tameya, this corner, this reed like the stem of it, is Mekabel Tuma. Mefneon Koloyus, because it has hooks on it. Because of the hooks, it gives it a shame kli, it's Mekabel Tuma. Vishabali Batim, what about a private type of a scale? If it has hooks on it, then tomei. Now, what's going to be unkelin shel katofim? That means the hooks that are on something that people carry thing on their shoulders is teiro. It doesn't have a shem kli. It's teiro. Vishel roichlin. Let's say people that sell merchandise, if they have something that they keep hooks on to hold things on, then tomeya. Because here it has the base kibble, therefore it's makabel tuma. Reb Yudah says, shel roichlin, by a merchant that's selling things, it depends. Shel afon of what's in front of him, the hooks that are in front of him, tumeya. That's makabel tuma, that's what he uses. That has a shem kli on it. But for shel achra of what's in back of him, Torah remains Torah stam makabel tuma, because he doesn't use it. Unkelei dargush. The hooks that are on a bed, a darker type of a bed, is tamei, it's makabel tuma. v'shel naklitin. That's the type of a canopy, like the poles. You put a canopy on the top of the bed. Toira. There we say the hooks does not have a shem kli and remains Torah. Shel shid, let's say a small box, a shel shido tameya. It is makabel tuma. There's the hooks you have on the shedo on a small box. It's tameya, just like the box itself. Shel akoin. Let's say you have these hooks attached to the akoin. Then the Torah, it's Torah, just like the akoin itself is. The type of a basket. And it has hooks on it that they catch fish on. It's Torah. It's like the basket itself is not makabel tuma. Shel shulchan, let's say the hooks on a table tuma, it's makabel tuma like the shulchan itself. Shel menorah, seitz, if you have one, candlelight of wood. Torah, it's Torah, just like the kli eitz is Torah, hu adin, the hooks is also Torah. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol ha-mechuba la-tomi, something that's attached to something that's makabel tuma, tomi, it's also makabel tuma. But the amechuba la Torah, Torah, are attached to things that remain Torah, they also remain Torah. The kul and all these type of hooks, even the cases that we say it's tamei, achas, if neatzman Torah, let's say they come off, and you have the hooks by themselves, they're not called a kli, pshit it is a Torah. The Mishnah Gimel, kisui tena, the cover of, let's say, a big basket, shematches, that the cover is made out of metal. So shabale batim, if it's a private type of a basket, or gomlil matam, or gomlil says yes, it is makabel tuma. Since the kisa, the covering, has a base kibble, therefore it's makabel tuma. The chachomim matam, the chachomim say no, still it's tor, because they say this kisa is not chosh of a kli, therefore it's not makabel tuma. The shareifim, what about this basket that doctors use, and they store the medicine in it? It's tummy, it's makabel tuma, they have a shem kli. Hadelis shebamigdol shebalibatim Torah. That means a door, a metal door, that was in a big closet, that it looks like a tower. So it depends. So again, hadelis the door shebamigdol the big tower, shebalibatim privately, Torah it's not makabel tuma. Visharoifim tameivos from doctor, then it is makabel tuma. Hayituchin temeim. That's a tongue. Tongues that you hold something hot with. So temeim is makabel tum, is called a kli. Fi haprochim torim. That's something like yituchim, but kavuyim, these tongues, are attached to the kerim, it's attached to the stove itself. Therefore it's tor. Akrav beis habad temeya. Those are like the hooks that are akrav beis habad, that's the hooks in the press, you press oil. Tamei it's makabel tuma and has a shem kli on it. V'yonkele sheba ksolim, but the hooks that are on the walls, that's Torah, that remains Torah. Since it's mishtamish l'mechub l'karko, what's mishtamish l'mechub l'karko does not have a shem kli, l'kabel to makabel tuma. Mishneh Dalet, misamer, type of a knife, hagoro, that you let bloodletting with, that you take out the blood with, is tomei, that's called a kli, it's makabel tuma. V'shelevin hashois, let's say like the blade that's there by the watch, by the evin hashois, this is the type of a thing that's tekua in a watch, is Torah, that's not makabel tuma. Since it's kavua b'evin, it's called mishamash dekarka, it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Tzadik Mitam Rabbi Tzadik says, no, it is makabel tuma. Because sometimes you metaltle it, therefore it's called a kli. Sometimes you move it around. Misamer Hagardi. That's this knife that the gardi, the weaver, uses. That he straightens out his chut, he straightens out the strings with. Is tom, it's makabel tuma. V'oren shel garosois. This closet that you store there greasing like beans there. So Reb Tzadik Mitam, Reb Tzadik called this makabel tuma. Because this oran is considered a kli by itself, therefore it's makabel tuma. The Chachom Nechom say no, Mitarim Nechom say it's tor. Because they hold it's not really called the kli is finished yet. But what's going to be hoisa golish loisha matches? Let's say the wagon of it is made out of metal, then tumeya, then yes, then we say it's makabel atuma. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, masmer sheskinu liyos paseach v'noyo boy. Masmer mesama, that's a nail that you fixed it to be used for a lock to open and to close with it. So tumi, it's makabel atuma. It has a shem kli, it's makabel atuma. Ha'osu l'shmira. Let's say you only use this nail that you put on top of the door for a shmira, for a watch. Like when you come in, you put it there. When you go away, you take it away. Then tor, it's not called the kli that's mishamish you. You don't really have any use from it. Therefore, it's tor. Let's say you have this nail that you fixed, you set it, you bent it a little bit, says you can use it now to open up barrels with it. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva says, yes, that's called the kli. And therefore, it's makabel tuma. The chachomim mitarim. The chachomim say no. Mitarim remains tor. Ad sheyisrafenu, until you put it into the fire again and make it stronger. So Mefarshim explain, because the old, if you need this nail to open up the barrels, it has to be a very strong nail, otherwise it'll break. So it's only makabel tuma if you first like put it in the fire to mitzarf it, to make it strong. Shel masamer shel shechoni. A shechoni is a person that changes over money. So he has a nail also that he uses, let's say, to hang up his screens or his doors with. So tor, it's not really mishamishu at all, it's just to hold up the door, it remains tor. Rabbi Tzadik Mitam, he else know that such a mesama, since it helps you, it's mesakin, it holds up the door, therefore it's mekabotoma. Now, shloisha dvorim, these three things, not these, but three things. Shloisha Dvorim, Rabbi Tzadik Mitame, Rabbi Tzadik holds that it is the Kli to Mekabel Tumah. The Chachom Mitame, the Chachom say, no, it's not a Kli to Mekabel Tumah. One is Misame Shol Shechoni, this nail that this money exchanger uses to hold up his door, if that's called a Kli, not that he holds yes and the Chachom holds no. For Yorin Shol Geroisis, you have this chest that you store pieces of metal there. The child, that's called a kli to makabel tuma, or misamer shel even hashros, or else the nail you use on a sundial thing, a type of a watch. Like Rabbi Tzadik Mitame says, in all these three cases, the nail has the shem kli on it, makabel tuma. V'chachom Mitame Chom say, no, it's not called a kli, it's not makabel tuma. The Mishnah Vav, Abor Devorim, there are four things. Rabbi Gamliel Mitame, Rabbi Gamliel says these are kelim to makabel tuma. The chachomin mitayrim, the chachomin say no, it remains tor. Kisui teni shomatris. We have a cover made out of metal for a basket. So you have a teni, which is a basket, and the kisui, the cover, is made out of metal. Shomale batim of private people. So it's a machlekes whether that's considered a kli to have a base kibbul, because really you could turn it over and use it as a base kibbul, but it's not meant for that. So that's a machlekes whether it's makabel tuma or not. Or also tluya hamagredis. Hamagredis, that's like a scratch backer. And the tluya, the hanger that it hangs on. The shal is that called the kli, the hanger. The gol me clay matris. Or also unfinished metal kli. He didn't smooth it down yet. So shal is that's makabel tuma or not. Or else the tavlo shenechakol ishnaim. If you have a plate that was broken into two. That this is a machlekes that Rav Gamliel says in these four cases it is makabel tuma. The Chum say no, it remains tor. But umoidim chachom Rav Gamliel, the Chum do agree in one case to say it is makabel tuma. He agrees Rav Gamliel. The tavla, if you have this plate shenech lo kol ishtam, it broke into two, but the two pieces are different. Echad gadol v'echad katan. One is a bigger piece, one is a smaller piece. Shehagadol tamei, that the bigger piece is tamei. The akotin tor, the smaller piece that remains tor, that's not makabel tuma. The Mishnah Zayin, dinor shenifsol. You have this coin, a dinor, that became posel, means you can't use it anymore. Like the king changed the coins. V'eskino litloise b'tzava ktana. So you took this coin and you made a hole through it, and you like put it on a chain to put around your daughter's neck. So locher is temeya. It is makabel tuma. But a coin by itself is not makabel tuma. But here that you made it for like a chain, for like a necklace, it's makabel tuma. For chain seller, the same thing according to seller, shenifslo, that became not usable anymore. This kino liyo shaykabo, and instead he used it to use it for weight, to weigh things with it, to weigh gold, to weigh silver with it, is to meya. Now the seller's makabu tumma. But there's aloha, at kama tiposel, how much does the seller, the dinner, has to be roomed that the rishoy lekayim let it keep it? Because otherwise we're afraid if it only got ruined a little bit, we're afraid you may use it yet to fool people for good money. So in order for you to keep it, it has to be ruined so much that we're not afraid to come to use it. So it has to be ruined at Shnei Dinrin. It has to be worth less now to Dinrin. Then you're allowed to keep it. But Pochus Mikan, let's say it's not worth less to Dinrin yet, then Yokuts. Then you have to chop up the cell or the dinner. You can't hold on to it. We're afraid you may use it the way it is and fool people. Mishneches. Ho'oilor, that's a small knife that you use to fix a pen with. Or else v'yakulmis, that's the pen itself, the reed that you used to write with. V'yamatul telis, that's a type of a kli that you use to see how straight the wall is, to see how straight it is. V'yamishkolis, weights. V'yakurim, that's like a heavy piece of metal you put on top of the olives to press the olives. Reels v'hakan, that's the ruler. V'hakan. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, so the Mishnah says v'hakan, that's the ruler. V'hakana, that's the table where you put the paper on that you want to rule out, is Timayim. These things are called Kalim, the Mishtamish you to Mekabel Tumma. The Chol Golme Kliyet, any type of a wooden Kli that you made, even though you didn't finish smoothing it out yet, still Timayim, it's Mekabel Tumma because it's fit to be used the way it is. Chutz Mishel Ashkaroya, excluding a wooden Kli made from this type of a tree, Ashkarua, a type of a cedar tree, that here it's very like a pointy, and therefore before you smooth it out, it's not fit to be used, therefore it's not makabel tumah before you smooth it out. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af greifis shel zayis, Torah, a kli made out of the twigs, the wood of an olive tree is also Torah. At shetisholik, until you heat it up first, because it has a lot of moisture in the wood, it's not fit to be used yet for kli. Until you first like heat it up, burn out, get all the moisture out of the wood, then it's a kli to makabel tumah. Yeah, Perek Yudgimel, Mishnah Aleph, Hasayif, that's a sword, V'yasakin, a knife, V'yapigyon, that's like a dagger that has a point to it on both sides, V'yaremach, and a spear, Magul Yad, that's like a hand knife, or Magul Katsir, that's like a knife that you use to cut the wheat with, to cut off the tefuah. V'hashachor, that's a type of a razor. V'zug shel saporim means scissors that the barber use. Shenechleku, even though the scissors divided in two, came apart. Harei elu tumeim, all these things are kelim that are makabel tumah, because each piece could be used by itself to cut its makabel tumah. Rabbi Yossi says, Hasomach liyad, the part that's near your hand, tomei, that's makabel tumah. The hasomach l'rosh, the part that's near the tip of it, that's tor, that's not right to use by itself after it broke in half, therefore it's tor. It doesn't have a base achiz, you can't hold on to it, therefore it's tor. Misperis shenechukul ishnayim, misperis is a type of a knife that's bent over, it's not a real scissors, but it's like a bent over knife that broke in half. See, the locher is, Rabbi Yehuda says still it's makabel tumah, because each piece could be used by itself, but the chom say no, it remains tor mitarim, because it's only at the atchak, it's very hard to use it. It's not like the scissors that came in two that each piece could be used, but just like a bent over knife that broke in half, so therefore he says it's not makabel tumah once it broke. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Now we'll talk about different type of kelim that has two sides to it, and each side is used for a different purpose. So even though it breaks, as long as one side is usable, it's still roid l'kabel tumah. So Mishnah starts off and say, kolik rifiyoin, that's type of a rake, that on one side it's used to clean out the ashes from the oven, and the other side it's like a fork
used to pull out the bread or pull out the meat. So shenitla kapom, if it's taken off the round part of it, the kapom, still it's tameya mipnei shino. As even the part that cleans out the ashes was taken off, but still it's tameya because the other side has its like fork to it that you can take out the meat with it. Nitla shino, let's say the part that has the fork on it was broken off, still this rake is makabel tuma. Why mipnei kapom? Because it has the other side that could be used like to take out the ashes from the oven. What's going to be mikhoil? Mikhoil, there's also one side of this type of a pin, like is pointy, that they used to use it to put eye paint, to paint the eye, and the other side of it had like a calf they used to clean out, a little bit round, to clean out the wax in the ear. And therefore, mikhoil shenitl ha-calf, if the calf was taken out, that's the round part, tamei mifnei ha-socher, still it's tamei because it has the pointy part that could be used to like paint the eye. Nitl ha-socher, if the pointy part of this clay was taken off, tamei still it's makabel tum mifnei ha-calf, because it has like a little bit the round part of it that could be used to take out the wax of the ear. Machte, that's the type of a pen to write with, that one side is pointy to write with on top of wax, and the other side is a little bit smooth, more a little bit roly type to smooth out the wax. After you wrote, if you want to clean it off, to smooth it out. So this machtev shenitla kosev is taken out the sharper part that you write with. Tomei, still it's tomei. Mepnei ha-moichik, because it has the other side that you could erase it with. Nitel ha-moichik, let's say the part that you erased with was taken off. Tomei, still the kli is makabel tuma, mepnei ha-kosev, because you have the other part that you could write with it. So still called the kli, it's still usable. What's going to be with zoimo listero shenitla kapa? There's also a type of a kli that on one side is like a spoon, you take out the dirt from the pot, and on the other side is like a fork that you pull up the piece of meat from the pot. So shenitla kapa, the round piece was taken off, tamei is still this type of a spoon is makabel tuma. If neha mazlik was on the other side, it's like a fork type. Nital ha mazlik, if the fork part was taken off, so to me this kli is still makabel tuma, but ne kapa because of its round part. V'chein hashen shamada, the same thing. The top of the plow that you use to work on the karka with, if one shen, like one tooth of it, was broken off, but as long as one part of it is still used, that could be used to a Kateshis as to crush up the dirt, it's makabel tuma. Shear kulam, what's the shear of all these, even if part of it broke off, if the other part is still there? Kedei latzlois malachton, if it's still fit to do its first work that it could have done anyway, it's still called a kli, it's the roi lekabel tuma. In Mishnah Gimel, charchur shenifkom, charchur, that's like a metal kli that's wide, and it's sharp, that they use in the machresha, they use when they plow the field with it. So it happened was shenifkam, it broke off part of the metal. So tomei, ad shenot the ruba, until most of it gets broken off, then it's not makabel tuma. But as long as most of it is not broken off, it's still makabel tuma. Kurdam shenita ushpoi, kurdam, that's type of an axe that has two sides to it. So shenita ushpoi means the sharp side of it, still tome, still the kli is makabel tuma. Why? Mifnei beis pekua, because the other side, the dull side, is still used to crack things on it. Nito beis pekua, if the other side was broken, still tome mifnei ushpoi, because of the sharp side of it. Nishba makufei, let's say the makufei of it was broken on it, that's like the handle of it, and then Torah, that's not fit to be used. In the beginning of Mishnah also we skipped that part. Yeah, the Mishnah says Charkor Shenifkam Tomei Achinot the Rubai then Nishpa Makufa also. It's like the handle of it came off. Torah, it's not fit to be used. It's not makabel tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit Magreifom. That's a tool that you use to clean out the ashes from an oven. So Shenit Lekapa, even though the round part of it that's mainly used to clean out the ashes with Tameya, still the clear is makabel tuma. Why? If Neshi Kakurnas, like the other side is like you could bang with it. The other side you could bang on metal like a hammer, therefore it's still fit to use. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachom nachom say no. V'chachom imitar nachom say it's Torah. Since the ikka use is to clean out the ashes, and it can't be used for that, therefore it remains Torah. Magero, that's a sur. Shenitlu shener, the teeth of it was taken out. Achas mibinasai means out of every two, every second one was taken out. So Torah, the sur is not fit to be used. The kli is Torah. What's going to be nishtaya bo molei hasit? There's a length of it that has all its teeth there. The mokimech in one place, then it's tamei, that's tamei. Molei hasit means when you spread out your thumb and the first finger. How spread out it is, that's called molei hasit. If that much, like 4 or 5 inches worth of the sur, has its teeth one next to another, then it's still fit to be used. That's makabel tumah. Hameatzad, it's like a hatchet. The izmo, that's a small knife. The amafelis, something you use to scratch out on. The amakdeach, you use to make a hole with it. Shenifkemu, parts of it came off it. Tameim, still the makabotumum, because it's still fit to be used. Nital chisumum toirim. Let's say though, that's like the edge of it, the sharp edge of it was taken off. So then tohirim, then the kli remains tor, it's not fit to be used. Then tor. V'chul, in all these cases, shenechukul lishnayim, they divide into two. Tumeim, still they're fit to be used, it's still makabel tumma. Chutz min amagdeyach v'arokni, chutz from these two type of kelim, b'fnei atzmai, by themselves, tohira, they remain tor. Magdeyach, that's what you use to make holes with. V'arukt m'fnei atzmai means that's the eight, shalom miktsoya, that if you take the metal out of it, there, it's not makabotum, it's not fit to be used. Like if the wooden handle of the chisel came off, so it's not fit to be used, therefore it remains tohor. Here, Mishnah Hay, machat shenitol chariram, a needle, if the whole of it was taken off, or else if the point of it was taken off, toire, either one of them, then the kli is tohor, it's not fit to be used. In miskina lemitua, let's say you set aside this needle now to be used to tighten the clothing with it. So tamei, then even though it doesn't have the eye to it, still it could be used. So it's makabel tumah. Shel sakoyim, let's say you have this needle that you use to make sacks with. Shenitza harira, that the eye was taken off. Tamei, still it's makabel tumah. Vivnei shukaisaboy, you could use it to write with it. The other side, the sharp part, you could still use. Nita uksa, let's say the sharp part of it was taken off. Then Torah, then it remains Torah. Shel mitoch, let's say the needle was used to stretch out clothing with it. Then benkach or benkach tameya, even if the eye or the sharp part was taken off, still it could be used. Machat shehel sochaludi, you have this needle, that rust came upon it. So it depends. If it stopped you from sewing, then Torah, that's not called the kli, it's Torah. The imlava doesn't help you, then tameya. Let's say you had like this needle that was first bent and now you straightened it out. Is Torah, it's not fit to be used. But let's say you bend it over again. Chazlo tamosa, then it's fit to be used. Then it is makabel tumah. Yemishnevov. Eitz hamishamish es hamatchis. You have a pshuta kli, it's a flat kli made out of wood. The klal is not makabel tumah. But a flat piece of metal that's made into a kli is makabel tumah. So you have an eitz that's mishamash eshematchis, that the eitz, the wood part of the kli, is used to work for the metal part. Then tumeya, then it's called makabel tumah because the ikar is the metal. The hamatechis, let's say it's the metal of mishamashis that's being used as eitz to be used for the wood. Then tera, then the ikar of the kli is called the wood, and the pshuto kli eitz, a straight piece of wood, is not makabel tumah. Case, what's the case? Poisachas, you have this top of a lock, shaleitz made out of wood. We have pinned the pieces inside, that's the main part of it, shalosh or matchis, made out of metal. Afilu achas, even only one a piece inside is made out of metal. Tameya, then the slak is makabel tumah, because the ikar is the metal. What's going to be the opposite way? Pasachas shal matchis, the lock was made out of metal, but for the pin shalosh, the middle part of it, shalosh is made out of wood, that's the ikar, is the wood, then Torah, since it's a pshut to kliyates, it remains Torah. You have a metal ring. The seal on it, the type of a wood, is tamei, it's makabel tumah, because the ikar is the ring. But if you have the ring made out of wood, the choysim shlo and the seal on the shalmatcha is made out of metal, Torah remains Torah, because the ikar of it is the alma, is the wood. Hashen sheba tas sheba poisachas v'sheba maf teyach t'meya, these things are t'meya from the atzma by themselves. So the last case, that's this hashen made out of metal, this pinlik made out of the tooth made out of metal, sheba tas v'sheba teyachas, it's in the door, it's in the wooden door, or else sheba maf teyach, or else in the key. So locher is tumei b'fnei atzma, these things even taken out by themselves, the yom makabel tuma. Since they're made out of metal, the makabel tuma. Your Mishneh Zayin, hakadumin ha'ashkeloni. That's an akadum that came from the place Ashkelon. This was like a piece of wood that has hooks on it, and they used to hang on it buckets of water to cool off, or else. And of shenishbru, because the kli itself, the wood itself broke, but v'unkeli shel hen kayemes, the hooks on it are still usable. Is a rei elu tumei, and this kli is still makabel tuma, because the ikra of the kli is the hooks, and since the hooks are kayem, it's called the kli. Hamabir, that's like a pitchfork, used to move the straw around. V'hamizra, used to winnow the straw with. V'hamagoyv, and stam a shovel. V'chein masrik sharosh, the same thing, a comb that you comb your hair with. Shenit lachas mishenem, if one of the teeth came out, it was made out of wood. V'yason shomatches, and now you made a put a metal one inside it. Hezerei elu tumeyim, these things are still makabel tuma because of this one metal tooth that's there. V'yakul, and all these chedushim, Omer B'shur B'shur used to say, Dvar chidush chichu seifrim, it's a chomu mechad, is something new. He agrees on it. He disagrees on it. V'yein limol oshiv. I don't have what to answer about it. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. As he argues, he doesn't know how they got this chiddush. So some says arguing only on the last halacham that he held, just because you have one metal tooth there does not make the kli royal makabel tuma. Otherwise, as kli is called the pshuta kli yates, they should not be makabel tuma. The Mishnah Hey Masrek shel pishton. You have a comb that used to comb out the flax. Shenitla shinov, that its teeth were taken out from this comb. V'nishtayim by shtayim, but at least two teeth were left over. Lachris tamei, the comb is still roy to be used, and therefore it's lekabel tuma. The yachas, let's say only one tooth is left over, then it's not usable, and therefore Torah, the kli becomes Torah, it's not a kli anymore. V'kulon achas b'fnei atzman tameis. But each tooth that was taken out by itself, the tooth itself, has the kabbalah, could be mekabel tuma. It's called the kli, because you could use to write on wax with it. It could be used like a pen, therefore it's still mekabel tuma. The shel tzemer, let's say you have a comb that you use to comb out wool, shenitlu, shinov achas miben etayim, that one tooth was taken out between the other two, is tor. All along the comb, all along this comb, every second tooth like was taken out, so it's not fit to comb out the wool anymore, therefore the kli is tor. Nishtari by sholos remok emech, let's say in one place you have three teeth, one after another, then tome, then the comb is still fit to be used, it's makabel tuma. What's going to be hoiso achitsoino achas mehen? One of these three was the last outside tooth, which is a little bit wider, and it's not really used to comb with. Therefore, Torah, the kli is Torah, it's not makabel tuma, because really you only have two teeth left over. Therefore, it's not fit to be used. Therefore, it's Torah. Now, nitlu mimenu shtayim. Let's say you take out two teeth from this wool comb. You take out two teeth from this comb that's used for the wool. The yasoyin lemal ketes, and you make, let's say, a tweezer out of it. Slochrus timaeus, now these two teeth are makabel tuma, they have a shem kli by itself. Let's say achas, take out one of them, achas, viskindle a ner, and you use it for a ner, means you use it for the lantern to take out the psila, take out the wicks with it, or else to make the ner better. Oy lemituach, to stretch out, let's say at the end of the beged, you want to stretch it out, so you use it for a kli. Lochrus timaea, that's called a kli, then it's makabel tuma. Yeah, Perek Arba also. Mishnah Aleph. klei matchis, if you have a metal kli that broke, kamahu shiurin, how much are the pieces, how big do the pieces have to be that they're still tomei yom kabel toma? Sadali, if it was a pitcher, something you fetched the water with, kedei lamalas, but it has to be fit, the small piece, the broken piece of it, also that you still fetch water with it. Kum, if you have a kettle, a broken kettle, kedei liyachem, but it has to be big enough, the piece, that you can still heat hot water in it. Mechum, that's a boiler, let's say, a bigger piece, a bigger kettle, bigger than a kettle, a boiler. Kedei lekabel sloyim, that's big enough that you could store sloyim coins in it. Halafos, some say that's an ilfus, a frying pan. Kedei lekabel kitonyos, that's big enough, the piece that could still, you could put inside it small pitchers or small ladles, kitonyos. Let's say you have the ketonius, let's say you have a ladle that broke. They're lekabel prutois. If it's big enough that you can fill it up now with prutois, then it's still mekabel tuma. Midas yain, something you use to measure wine with. The yain has to be fit still to measure your wine with it. Or midas shem, let's say it was something, a kli that you use to measure oil. The shem, now that it broke, it still has to be usable to measure oil. Rebbe Lezer says, now all these shurim is told in a pruta. All these kelim we had, all these midas of yayin b'shemen, they broke. As long as you could fit some prutas inside them, it's still makabel tumah. We have Rabbi Kiva says, some say it's a new aloha now, that I'm a chusar chatifa tomei. Let's say you made the barrel, just the top of the barrel, the steam of the closing of the barrel is missing yet. That's nothing. That's still called the kli, and the kli is makabel tumah. Let's say you didn't finish the kli yet, you still have to smooth it down, which is a mais umim, then it's torah, it's not mekabel tuma. That's not considered the kli is finished yet, therefore it's not mekabel tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Makil, if you have like a stick or a cane, she'osu b'roishoy masmer kemin chazyono, made on the top of it, like a round ball made out of metal, and you want to use it now to hit somebody to be like a kli, so therefore tamei, even though the wood itself is a pshuta kli, it's not makabel tuma. Not at the head of it, you put like a masam, like a round type of a nail, to use it to hit somebody with. So now it's called a kli matches, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Simroi, let's say on the top of this cane, you just studded it with nails, is also tamei, because now it's called the wood is mishamish, the metal is called the kli matches, it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Achiyasa boy shloisha sedorim." Rabbi Shimon says, "No, this mak of the stick is only makabel tumah if you have three rows of this nails that you started into it. And then we say the stick becomes bottle to the nails, but we do not pass like Rabbi Shimon. In all these two cases, shason anoy, if you made the metal just to make the stick look nice, but not to usually stick like to hit somebody to be like a weapon, then tirim, then we say the ikar is the eights, and the metal is only lenoya tachshit, therefore still called the kli eights, it's not makabel tumah. What's going to be also brosha on top of this cane, on top of this stick, you made brosha manika, that's type of a pipe, made out of metal, and v'chein v'del, same thing, we have a door, a wooden door, at the end of it you made a metal pipe that the door should like close well. So Torah, we say the door or this cane is still Torah because the Icarus is the wood, not this metal. It's not called the Kli Matkes yet. What's going to be hoisekli? Let's say this pipe by itself had a shem kli. It was a metal kli. The chibuler, now you attached it to the door or to the cane. Tumeya, it's still makabel tumah. It's still called the kli. When is this pipe now? Do we say it's Torah, it's not called a Kli anymore? So Beishama Beshami says, Misha Yachbel. It has to be that the pipe itself became ruined and it cannot be used anymore. So even though you attached it to the stick, it still is called a Kli, calls them on it could be used. However, Beisilu says, no, Misha Yechaber. Once you attach it well, this pipe to the stick, it's like bottle to the stick, it's not cause it could be used by itself anymore, and therefore it doesn't have a shem kli matkes anymore, therefore it's not mekabel tumah, it's tohor. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Hakantor shel banoi.
This is a builder's drill. Some are used to drill holes with. The hadokor shel chorish, rosa carpenter's chisel, his erelu tameim. These things are mekabel tumah. They're made out of metal, and therefore klu b'kli matchus, that's mekabel tumah. Yistois oyeholim, the pegs that you put on the floor, that you tie down the ropes for a tent, or else for yistois hamashoichos, people that measure, survey the land, so they put pegs and they mark off. So these pegs are tameis, they're made out of metal. They're not considered bottled to the karka because you don't keep them there, you're going to take them out. So therefore, this looks to the kli matchus is mekabotumah. Shal shelish shal mashoichos. Again, the surveyors that measure the land, they have, let's say, metal or strings that they measure with. So to me, those strings are mekabotumah. We don't say again, it's bought to the karka. For also leitzim, let's say the strings were made to measure wood, then Torah, it's called as being mishtamish eitz, and therefore it's like a pshuta kli eitz, they remain Torah. Shal shelish deli godol. Let's say you have a big picture, and you have the shal shelish, the string that's attached to it. So arba tfochim, the first arba tfochim that's near the kli, that's considered like a yad to the kli, it's called part of the kli, it's like a handle to the kli, it's makabel tumah. But more than four tfochim away, it's not considered a yad le kli, it's not makabel tumah. The shalkot, let's say, was a small pitcher, asara, then even ten tfochim, is still considered like a yad to the kli, it's makabel tumah. But more than 10 tfachim above the kli, that part of the shalshels, that part of the chains, are not mekabel tumah. Chamor shel nafochim. Shel nafochim, that's like a blacksmith. Chamor, some say that's the bosses, that's a type of the bottom piece of eights of wood that he puts down his tools on top of them. So it's a plate, it's a flat piece of wood that he puts his tools on top of it. Is tumah, still it's mekabel tumah. Because since it's a bosses for these metal tools, so it has a look like a kli metal, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Some say it's something that looks like a chamor made out of metal that he rides on it, or he puts his things on it, therefore it's mekabel tumah. Megero, let's say you have a saw, she'osor shineh b'toich achor, that you put its teeth, the teeth of the saw, you stuck inside achor. You put into the hole in the door, like to close up the door. So the locher is, if this kli was tummy before, locher is tummy, it still remains tummy. Since you did not like fasten it, you did not knock it into the door, it's not become part of the door, you just put it in there, therefore it's not bottle the shame kli, it still remains tummy. Or so milamaton lamalan, let's say the teeth of the saw, you turn it upside down from downwards where it's supposed to be used, you pointed them upwards now, so you cannot use this kli anymore. Tahira, then the kli remains Torah. The cholak hisuyin, all covers to a pot, even though it's a metal pot, Tahirim, the covers themselves remain Torah. The nam mishtam is another base kibbol, it's not a kli by itself, therefore they remain Torah. Chutz mishel mechem, except from a boiler. By a boiler there, you could use the cover itself. The cover itself is fit to be used as a kli, therefore it has a shem kli on it, it's still makabel atumah. Yemishneh Dalet, Hatemeyim Shebagola. These are the parts of a wagon that's mekabel tumah. For oil shel matchis, if you have the yoke that you put on the animals that's made out of metal, that's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. The hakatrov, some say that's the crossbar that can. The haknofayim hamekablois as a ritzuais, and the rings that hold the straps in place. Viha barzel, and the metal shetachas tzavre behema that goes under the neck of the animal. Hasoimech, that's the pin of the pole that holds also things in place. Viha machkor, that's the metal or chains that you have to go around the neck of the animal and you tie it on to the yoke. Viha tamchuyos, that's the package departments. We keep the packages. For invul, that's the thing that you use the clapper to make noise, like to make him go. The hatzinoiro, that's what holds down tight the packages on and it shouldn't fall off. That's the tzinoiro. That's like the hooks. the hamas mer hamachabris kulam, and the nail that holds them all together. So all these things are considered part of the wagon, that's called the kli matris. These things are makabel atuma. Now Mishnah Hey, hatoirim shebagola. What are the parts of the wagon that remains torah namakabel atuma? That's the oil. If you have the yoke made out of wood, hamitzup, even though it's covered over with metal, but since it's only for an ornament, like, and the main thing is the wood, it's called the kliyate of namakabel atuma. Kinafayim hasuyis lenoi. If you also have things on the side of it, even a piece of metal, but it's made just to make ornaments, to make it look nice, again, it's not makabel atuma. Vishoy ushefoy foras hamashmias esakol. If you have there, like, type of metal tubes that make noise, so that's also, it's not called the kli, like, it's only lenoi bivad, it's not called the kli to makabel atuma. If you have lead that's put on the side of the animal, that's only lenoi to make it look nice, again, samakabel atuma. Hasoivev shalgalgal, around the wheel, even if there's some metal around the wheel, it's not shtamish, the wheel itself is made out of wood, therefore it's not makabel atuma. Hatasim, that small pieces with tepuyim that you cover them with, or shokol masmoris, or all other nails that are only made linoi, these old things that put there, you know, the metal, but it's only put there to make it look nice, they remain tehurim, they're not makabel atuma. Sandalei behema shomatches, if you have these shoes that are made for the animals made out of metal, tamei the makabel atuma. Shel sham, if they're made out of cork, then tehurim is not a kli to makabel atuma. Hasayif, a sword, mehema sa makabel atuma, when is it considered finished, that it's makabel atuma? Mishe shufenu. Means they have to take it out of the furnace, you wash it down, even before you sharpen it, it's makabel atuma. The asakim, but a knife, mi sheyash chizeno. It's only makabel atuma after you sharpen it, then it has a shem kli matches, then it's makabel atuma. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.